Well, we have made enormous progress in that area, I'm glad to report. We have really fixed our ability to get people accurate bills, and we are in the process of installing something called automated meter reading, which it will take us a couple of years to fully install, so that rather than having a person come around and take a reading of the meter, usually there's a reader on the front of buildings, we will do it all electronically, and this makes for extremely accurate meter readings. And also the thing that's terrific about it is if, for example, a house develops a leak, we will be able to let the owner know immediately rather than they're suddenly getting a quarterly bill and discovering that a leak has been costing them a lot of money for 3 months.
Plan NYC, the mayor's sweeping plan to make the city more green and to prepare for climate change and for an increase in population. The goal in that plan is to capture at least 75% of the city's wet weather flow. That's the water that can lead to raw sewage being spilled into the city's rivers and bays. That's over the next 23 years. Isn't that only a tiny bit better than the 72% you already attain?
It is not an enormous increase, but it is a significant increase. When you have your sewer system combined, as we do in about 70% of the city, it does create this problem. We are just beginning to really focus on how you capture that stormwater. The least attractive way to solve this problem is to build enormous stormwater sewers. The much more cost-effective way to do this is to capture it, to have people hold a little bit on their rooftop, and very importantly, to do things along our street right-of-ways, like much larger tree pits and those little green streets that the Parks Department does, so that it detains the water, and when it does go into the sewer, it goes in later and doesn't create a problem for us.
As you know, and as WNYC has reported, there's been a lot of interest in drilling for natural gas in the areas around our upstate reservoirs where we get our drinking water.
Yep.
Last summer, you sent a pretty strong letter to the State Department of Environmental Conservation demanding, among other things, a one-mile no-drilling buffer around reservoirs. Does that demand from you, from the agency, still hold? And if so, why 1 mile? Why not 10?
Well, I think that at that time, we really had a very sketchy idea of what the drilling was going to entail and what the risk was. What we really wanted to do was get a placeholder there as a basis for conversation with DEC. And DEC has to date been very responsive on this whole issue. As you know, they will do a full environmental review of the effects. In addition, we are in the process of selecting a consultant to work with us to very specifically assess what the risks are in many areas. We feel that we will know a lot more in a very few months.
We face an enormous budget deficit next year, somewhere in the vicinity of $3 billion. And your agency, along with other agencies, have been asked to submit cuts. What programs could be cut? What projects are you recommending be slowed down?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that we really have a totally separate economic system, financial system from the city. All of our money is raised by charging our ratepayers for their use of water. Of course, we do want to protect our ratepayers as much as we can in a difficult economic climate.
Commissioner Lloyd, water rates went up 14.5% last May. That was on top of an 11.5% increase in 2007. Any chance that next year we will see another rate hike?
Absolutely. We know, just given the cost of the bond payments that we have to make for money that we've borrowed and other costs like chemicals that have increased very significantly over time, we will have some kind of an increase. We won't be looking at that until well into next year.